Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed, not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, a big night last night for the Oklahoma Certified Beef Association as they held a kickoff event with Governor Kevin Stitt sampling the very first Oklahoma Certified Steak. AFR-OFU President Scott Blubaugh says this program is a win-win for everyone.
You know, it's going to be a great economic driver for small rural communities in really mom-and-pop processing plants throughout the state. We're seeing a rebirth of that industry in Oklahoma. Several new plants have already gone online. Several more are under construction and will be going online soon. And for every one of those retail food dollars, beef dollars that we can keep in the state of Oklahoma, in our rural communities, is just a super win for our farmers and ranchers, our community as an economic driving base, and our consumers as well, because consumers tell us they want to know where their food comes from. And this is just another way of being able to do that. So we just think it's a win-win for everybody. There are no losers in this program. It's all winners. So we're just super excited.
This was the first big official kickoff for the OCBA program, and Blubaugh tells us the requirements.
And we created the Oklahoma Certified Beef Association. It was actually a group of farmers and ranchers here at AFR and around the state. To actually get this program implemented. And so we're very excited about that. So to be Oklahoma certified beef, the cattle must have been born, raised, and processed in the state of Oklahoma to be eligible for the program. So we're going to serve some of the very first beef in the state up at the Devon Tower at the Vast Restaurant, and really just to draw people's attention to the program.
OCBA members have exclusive access to the OCBA seal for use on packaging. They also benefit from all OCBA marketing campaigns, whether online, in retailers, or at restaurants. OCBA also maintains a database of members that is distributed to retailers and restaurants in their areas and AFR-OFU members statewide. For more information or to join the Oklahoma Certified Beef Association, contact AFR-OFU Cooperative's OCBA coordinator, Ellen Roth. You've got farm news on Ron.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Tulsa Farm Show is back February 25th through 27th at the River Spirit Expo. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau presents over 350 exhibitors, ag products and services, plus cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Register to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock by Can-Am. Be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. TulsaFarmShow.com has details. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.